Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, what's up? What's going on? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Mamo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing all right. You?
Doing good. Great sports day to talk about.
Yeah, depending on which fan you're talking to. You know, it's like a typical day in New York, man. I mean, Yankees win in dramatic fashion. You know, we're going to lead off with those with your guys, the Yankees, as the prodigal son returned earlier this weekend. But we're going to talk about we're going to lead off with that. Then we're going to talk about the Mets and how they did against the Nationals. We'll get into that, obviously.
Yep.
You know, talk a little NBA news and end it off with a little WWE. You know, stuff, and of course, you know, folks, you know the number, it's, what was I going to say, it's 917-388-4189, that's 917-388-4189, so feel free to talk sports entertainment and everything else, you know the deal. So let us start with a little Yankees baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know, Friday night, the much-rumored Soriano trade, the other Soriano trade, the newest Soriano trade, I should say, because obviously everybody remembers in the 03 offseason, prior to the 04 season, Yankees traded away Soriano, which of course, you remember. Soriano was horrible in the postseason. I mean, after, you know, his 2001 performance,
mm-hmm.
I mean, off Schilling. He didn't do too well in the postseason. He struck out too much. And then he got traded for arguably the best player in the game, which was Alex Rodriguez, the guy that basically, you know, the Yankee fans and a lot of people thought, once he breaks the home run record, it's going to be clean again because, you know, Barry Bonds, you know, I think up until that point, I think he broke the record at that point, or he was close to breaking the all-time leading record. I think he broke the season record
I think the actual record he broke it, like, what, 2005
like
05, or
I
06?
I think it was
05.
Yeah, something
like that. Yeah.
But he broke the single season record.
Right.
Maguire, you know, broke, of course, Mantle's one in 98. But, what was I going to say? Right, so Bonds was on the quest of being the all-time hits, home runs champion, breaking Hank Aaron. But Soriano got traded for A-Rod, and A-Rod, you know, got traded to the Yankees.
Yep.
And basically they thought that would improve on their postseason performance. Obviously, we know other than 2009, that wasn't the case. And we fast forward now into 2009. Cubs trade away Soriano for basically nothing, really, a minor leaguer. And Cubs are going to pay most of the remaining contract, money
yep.
on the contract. And, you know, the first two games, you know, Soriano didn't do anything. You know, I think he was 0-for-8.
Yep.
But today, Soriano's back.
Oh, yeah.
4-for-5 with a dinger. And, of course, I'm going to let you talk. And, of course, your captain return. I guess I'll let you say what's on your mind.
Yeah, man. It was a dramatic day for the Yankees. You know, this season has been up and down. You know, we've had a lot of plays injured. Offense has been struggling because, you know, most of our power hitters are injured. You know, you have Teixeira, Granderson, A-Rod, Euclid, you know, those players have been injured. So we've been getting little offense. And right now we're like 7 games back in the AL East. But we're still in the wild card. But, you know, division is pretty much gone now. And entering this series, we're facing a Tampa Bay Rays who I think they've won like 22 of their last 27 games. They've been hot. And right now they've taken like a 1 or 1.5 game lead over the Red Sox in the AL East. And Friday night, they pretty much whooped our ass. Sabathia didn't pitch good.
Yep.
You know, he's been inconsistent all season.
I think he's been consistently bad, to be honest with you. But
yeah, he's been very bad. This might be one of his worst seasons ever that I can think of.
I think it is. I think so. I mean, it's not like he's injured. It's not like he's been injury plagued, really. It's been just a bad performance. He's not pitching. He's not pitching like an ace.
Yeah, this is gonna end up as one of his worst seasons. And you know, he gave up 7 earned runs on Friday night and pitched just 5 innings, and we ended up losing that game 10-6, and that spoiled Soriano's return. Soriano went, I think, 0-for-2.
I think 0-for-5 on
Friday.
I think so. He went 0-for-5, and he had a chance to tie the game. But he grounded out for the second out, and then they got the Yankees to.
You're right. Yeah, actually, he did get an RBI, I think, in that game. I think it was a sack fly, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he did get an RBI, and he had a run. But yeah, he did go 0-for-5. But we ended up losing that game 10-6, and yesterday, Archer, who's going to be one of the dominant pitchers in the American League, I've been saying it all year, this guy is going to be a special pitcher in the American League, and he dominated the Yankees, couldn't get any runs I think we only had like two hits yesterday. And Nova pitched really good also, but,
yeah,
you know, our offense couldn't score anything off Archer, and they ended up winning that game yesterday 1-0.
Exactly.
So entering today's game, we try to avoid the sweep of the Rays. Before the game, Matsui signed a one-day contract, minor league contract with the Yankees, just so he could retire as a Yankee. And he ended up throwing out the first pitch and having his jersey retired. And that's very special because Matsui was one of our clutchest players ever, I would say. You know, guy won the World Series MVP in 2009, batting over 600. You know, guy's one of the classiest guys you'll ever meet and one of our most clutch players, unlike some other people. A-Rod. But, that guy, man, I'll miss that guy, man. He was, you know, when he first came to New York, everybody expected him to hit a lot of home runs, you know, to be like the Godzilla he was in Japan. But he ended up being like a situational clutch hitter, and, you know, and I appreciated that. I mean, watching him at bat and watching him play, it was, you know, it was classic watching, man. You know, if you never had the chance, then you need to go back and go to YouTube and find some of his great performances as a Yankee, because he's one of the great Yankee players, I would say, you know, especially being he wasn't even born here. You know, he was born in Japan. So,
yeah, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you 100%. I mean, as a Mets fan, I mean, man, during that era, man, there were only two guys that really scared me in that lineup. You know, the post-dynasty Yankees. It was Jeter, number one, and Matsui, right after him, because that guy was clutch, man. That dude could hit home runs. I mean, that guy had an impressive he had, like, an imposing presence to him at the plate. I mean, you could tell this guy was, like a throwback-type player, man. I mean, the way he got the typical, you know, Japanese player batting stance, but he flexes his shoulders, like, when he's holding the bat, like, you know, like just before he strikes, man. It's scary, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. I refer to him as the Bruce Lee of batters. I mean, even though Bruce Lee was Chinese and Matsui's Japanese, but, you know, he had, like, that Asian presence that Bruce Lee had,
cool.
You know?
He was a tough dude, man. Believe me, man. I'm scared just thinking about him right now.
But
kudos to the Yankees, you know, for retiring his number.
Yep.
Well-deserved player.
Yep.
You know, a guy who literally, you know, lived up to the hype. Sure, he didn't hit, like, 60, 70 home runs or whatever, but this guy was clutch. And he got the 2009 MVP, World Series MVP, as proof.
Yeah,
so congrats to him and the Yankees doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have another Yankee that's dear to your heart, the captain, number two, Derek Jeter, returns.
Captain Clutch came
and
back
did,
today.
And what did he do to you know, to impress the Yankee fans?
Man, first pitch off of Matt Moore, home run. First
of course.
Pitch, you know?
is it shocking? I'm not sure. I mean, the guy, man, he never sees
clutch.
That many as the New York City, you know, fans, man. This guy, the pitcher, I would have tried to, you know, throw him a close pitch, you know, like a ball to make him chase to see if he's going to be anxious. But, you know, in pitching, you know, you got to try to get ahead of the batter, so.
Yeah,
what can you do? You got to try to get ahead, so.
Hey, he had the flair for the dramatics, you know. He's always been like that as a Yankee, and.
Oh,
know,
of course, yeah, I know.
He played a good game today. He was 2-for-4, 2-for-5 today with that RBI, with that home run. And Soriano, you know, finally broke out of his slump. After going 0-for-8 in his first two games, he went 4-for-5 with a two-run home run and three RBIs. And he had the game-winning walk-off hit to help the Yankees win 6-5. So we avoided a sweep, and It was a great day for Yankee fans overall, man. You couldn't ask for anything better, especially after we've been up and down this year.
And, of course, that third RBI was the walk-off single by Soriano.
Yep.
It was what you guys were dreaming about when you heard the rumors that Soriano might return.
Yeah. Again, it reminded me of old times. I got 2001 World Series against, you know.
Yeah, against Schilling.
Yeah.
You know, if Mariano, who got the win today, you know, he went his record is 2-2 this season thus far. And,
yep.
Yeah, if Mariano, you know, would have, you know, been Mariano, you know, against the D-backs, you know, we wouldn't be talking about Luis Gonzalez right now.
Yeah, well, we're still not talking about him, but that's okay.
But basically, you know, Soriano would have been, you know, he would have had the clutch, he would have had the game-winning home run.
Yeah, it's true.
But, you know, that's how it is, you know.
Hey, sometimes things have to happen, even to the great ones.
Yep. It's true.
But Yankees awarded the sweep, and they ended up salvaging this last game of this series. And, you know, it's a great great day. So we can feel high and almighty for this moment, even though right now it looks like we're not going to win the division. But, hey, we got to at least get one of these wild card spots.
And speaking of the other team in town, you know, it's like everything's back to the way it is in New York. You know, the Yankees, you know, usually do good, and Mets usually don't do well. And for this last couple of weeks, it seemed like, you know, up until, you know, these last couple of days, it seemed like, Mets were playing well. Yankees, you know, aren't doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
But now these last, what, three or so days, man, it seems like, you know, everything's back to the way it is. The Mets are, you know, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Nationals. They won game one of the doubleheader. Henry Mejia, you know, a prospect with the Mets, who he was a prospect many years ago. There was debate whether if he should be a reliever or a starter because the guy had electric stuff.
Right.
So basically, he pitched. He had a cup of coffee in the majors as a reliever and sometimes a spot starter, but he didn't pitch well, you know, as a starter briefly. But this Friday night, man, he put everything together. I mean, the guy's like 23 years old, but the guy's been in the big leagues for parts of, what, 3 years or so, maybe even a little longer than that.
Wow.
And he had a game, he had a masterful gem. He went, what, 7 innings? I think he struck out like 5. I don't remember how many runs he gave up. I think he might have shut him out, because I think Mets won that game 11-0.
Okay.
And basically, Henry Mejia had his first win since probably 2-3 years ago. I don't even remember how many years the last time he's won.
Okay.
But because he had Tommy John surgery, I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But yeah, he put it all together, and the Mets offense was, dominant. Trying to remember. Oh, yeah, and by the way, another thing. That same day, that was Friday night, game two, on the same day, it marked Matt Harvey's one-year anniversary of debuting in the big leagues.
Wow.
When he defeated the D-backs. In a wonderful gem. I think he struck out, what, 12 batters or so.
Yeah.
That day in his debut in Arizona. This Friday night he pitched great as well. He briefly had a 1-0 lead. Daniel Murphy made an error to make the lead run, the tying run score, and basically, you know, Matt Harvey got basically another no decision, his 12th of the year.
Wow,
and
that's a lot of no decisions.
Exactly. And a lot of those no decisions, man, he had the lead. or it's either he had the lead and the bullpen blew it, or, you know, he get no run support, and that's basically what happened to him Friday night.
Mm.
He had no run support, and they went to the bullpen, you know, reliable LaTroy Hawkins. I know you're familiar with him with the Twins days.
Yep.
You know, he basically gave up the walk-off home run to Zimmerman. So that's basically how Mitt lost, you know, Friday, the second game, game two. So,
yeah.
Okay, fine. You know, Mets have been playing better as of late. You know, they don't win a Harvey start, you know. That was a wasted opportunity. Saturday, what happens? Dylan G, he didn't have his best game. Sure, he gave up four runs, but the way how he did it, man, he gave up back-to-back home runs to Span and Desmond, and afterwards in the fourth, he gives up a lead-up double to Dan Heron, which I don't know if you're familiar. He hasn't won since April, so he was 0-8 with like a 11 ERA. In,
wow.
For the last couple of months.
Dan Heron?
Yeah, Dan Heron.
Wow, that guy's really a good pitcher.
Yeah, especially when he was with the D-backs and A's.
Yeah.
So basically, he basically turned back the clock from years ago, from like 06 or so. And, you know, he got a double. And then what happened next? Bryce Harper hits a two-run home run. They're leading 4-0. And basically, Mets lose the score. By the final score of 4-1, and Dan Heron gets his first win since April. I don't remember what day in April. Since April, basically, he got his first win. And then what happened today? Nothing. Basically, Carlos Torres, off his best start of his career, in his last outing, he basically had his worst outing of the year. Basically giving up 8 runs today. And basically the Mets fall by the final score of 13-1.
Wow, it's a whoop-ass.
Oh, yeah. The only bright spot is Marlon Byrd had like a RBI single or so, you know, today.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically Mets lose 3 out of 4.
Yeah, that's not a good weekend.
And it surely is, and I mean all the well, you know, the way how they've been playing, you know, since Wheeler's debut, you know, they've had the best record in the National League since that point. But you know, bottom line is they gotta win series.
Yeah,
they can't be losing series like this.
Right.
And in a series, a 4-game series, the minimum you have to at least. You know, even of the series, man.
Right, exactly.
Shoot. But, hey, you know, they gotta bounce back. But, yeah, let's shift gears to NBA. Attention all shoppers, Kmart is back in with the Knicks.
Yep, glad he's back.
Glad he's back, too. So you got him. You got Meta World Peace, who might change his name again. But I don't know what he's going to change his name to. But you know what suggestion I think he should change his name to?
What?
Ron Artest. What do you think?
Yeah.
It has a catchy ring to it, don't you think?
I mean, that's his birth name, so yeah.
He should try it. I don't know.
Is he really going to change his name again?
There's a rumor that he's thinking about changing his name again.
Oh.
I hope it's back to Ron Artest because, I mean, come on. How long is he gonna be called Meta World Peace? What does that even mean? what does that even mean? But he better play like Ron Artest. That's for sure. Shoot, whatever his name is, maybe he'll change it. You know what? I hope he changes his name too. You know, in June.
What?
Late June, I hope he changes his name to Meta World Champion.
Well, yeah, that would sound good.
That's the only name I'll accept him to change his name if he brings the title back, which would be the first time the title came back to the Garden you know, in 41 years, in 73.
Hey, I don't care what he changed his name to. As long as he could help the Knicks, that's all I'm worried about.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, let's do this. You know, we're the New York Knicks. You know, we got Artest. We got
Kmart.
We got Kmart. You know, we need enforcers. You know, Tyson Chandler, hopefully, you know, he'll you know, step up on the defense like he did in the regular season. Like, hopefully he'll do that in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, if we get there. Because, hey, you know, it's not promised to us. You know, we gotta earn it.
Yeah, definitely. We got to fight our way.
Yeah, of course, you got Shump, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys got to step up. Oh, and speaking of Carmelo Anthony, there was rumors that him and LeBron James might join Kobe Bryant with the Lakers, which me and you never thought Carmelo would go to the Lakers to begin with.
Man,
I don't think
that'll ever happen.
Yeah, on the rumors, basically, Carmelo told TMZ that, you know, when he was told about the rumors, he said he doubts it.
Yeah.
Obviously, he didn't totally defuse it and say, hell no, man, I'm never going there. You know, I'm a Knick for life. He didn't say that, but, you know, basically, he you know, he denies that he's going to go there, which I would assume common sense, it doesn't make sense for him to leave. It's kind of like the whole argument me and you had about the Dwayne Wade and LeBron James joining forces. It's like,
yeah,
why would Dwayne Wade would return back to Miami and let LeBron be Batman and he becomes the Robin, even though he won a championship beforehand? But
yeah,
hey, they got two championships later. You know, I guess they were right.
Hey, it's possible. I mean, it could happen, but, you know.
It could happen.
I don't know why you'd want to leave from New York to L.A. I mean,
exactly.
I can understand from Cleveland to Miami. That's another story.
Well, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, New York to L.A., I mean, you know.
Leaving one big city for another big city, it doesn't make any sense, especially when you're the star guy.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make any sense, especially in New York. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
He was in New York, man. They're going to build a statue of him right outside MSG.
Well, he has to win the championship first.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. If he wins a championship in New York City, they're going to build a statue from right outside MSG.
Yeah.
But speaking of MSG, they might, even if he wins a championship this year, they might have to move that statue because apparently the city's officials want to move MSG. Because basically their lease is done. So if they don't renew the lease, in 10 years, MSG is going to be moved someplace else.
Yeah, I heard that they want to expand Penn Station. That's why. And they want to move MSG to another location in the same area. But, you know, it's just to expand the growth of Penn Station. So, I mean, I don't get it. I know they've been trying to do it for the last 10 years or so, but I mean, I don't see MSG moving anywhere. You know, I just think it's just a lot of politician talking.
Yeah, a bunch of, I feel you. You know, a bunch of, you know, everybody's flexing their muscles, basically.
Yeah.
Hopefully MSG stays where it is, you know, and the only thing that moves there is, you know, the David Stern bringing, you know, the trophy from the offices from New York to you know, MSG. That's the only moving we need to see at the Garden. Shoot. But let's see, what else? Of course, Nate signed with the Denver Nuggets.
Yep.
He leaves the Bulls. And let's talk lastly WWE. You know, Daniel Bryan, man, this guy's been the MVP of WWE lately.
Yeah, man.
For like the past 2 years or so.
He's on the roll.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to win the championship at SummerSlam. Call me crazy, but I think so.
I think you're right, too. If they don't, man, that'd be stupid.
Yeah.
Because I hear, I don't know if you heard of the rumors, that basically there's somebody who supposedly knows who knows somebody in the organization, or he works with WWE. Basically, there's somebody who has inside information. And he's spoiling pay-per-view events for the past 7 pay-per-views.
Wow.
I don't know if you heard about that.
Wow.
And guess this right. He got every match correct for the past 7 pay-per-view events.
Wow.
Either this guy is, you know, has inside information, or he's psychic, or WWE is very predictable. Because this guy literally answered every match for the past 7 pay-per-view events correctly.
Wow. WWE needs to investigate that.
Well, apparently, they said that they're, like, I think ever since this week or last week, they said that they were investigating. So now there's a rumor that apparently they found who it is. So I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
This pay-per-view, if the person reveals more stuff, if it's true. Because some people are thinking that WWE is going to change a match in last minute. And I'm thinking it might be the Cena versus Daniel Bryan.
Wow. I hope not.
Hopefully not. Hopefully, you know, D. Bryan wins it, WWE title.
I hope so.
Let me see what else happened. CM Punk, you know, they were basically setting up, you know, doing their promos for the SummerSlam event. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did see that. It's going to be interesting to see that Brock Lesnar CM Punk match at SummerSlam also. I think Brock Lesnar will probably win it.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Let's
I think I'll lead.
Revenge.
Yeah, I think this will lead to a mini feud, a rivalry.
Yeah.
Because if CM Punk wins, I don't see the point of them fighting, having multiple matches. But if Brock Lesnar wins, which we all expect him to win, you know, that should settle it.
Yep. Oh yeah. Also, the Diva thing is on the E Network tonight.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
10:00.
Yeah.
Gonna watch that, man.
See how it is.
Try to get my boner.
File that under the TMI file. And with that, there's rumors that that this upcoming WrestleMania 30, DX, the entire DX crew is gonna be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Wow, that's gonna be great.
Hopefully that happens.
Yeah.
And of course, there's rumors with Ultimate Warrior. No one knew what happened.
Yeah.
Come back here.